And we're holding the top of your Dalet Amud Aleph. So to recap, we're in the middle of discussing the issue of Meiser, what is considered the beginning of the year as far as vegetables. So we said that in the Mishnah that Aleph Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, is the Rosh Hashanah for vegetables, meaning for Meiser of vegetables. And we said with most vegetables, we said it depends on when they're picked. Well, to be exact, what we said is it depends on Lakita. Tosfos explains that the word Lakita over here doesn't mean when they're actually picked. It means when they're ready to be picked. However, the Rambam and a number of others have shown him hold that it means when they're actually picked. Whatever the case, the point is you go according to that. So if you have a vegetable, so unlike, for example, we said with grain and olives and various other things where we go according, actually grain and grapes, whatever, where we go according to when they grow one third of their growth, shlish, and some other ones we go according to hanata, which is when they develop to a certain point. With vegetables, we said most of them go according to Lakita, according to when they're picked or according to Tosfos ready to pick. Then we said that there are a couple of different kinds of vegetables where you go actually according to when they take root in the ground. So in that connection, we mentioned a statement of Rav Shimon Shazuri that said that there's a type of vegetable called Pulhan Mitzri, some type of bean. If you planted these beans and some of them took root in the ground before Rosh Hashanah and some of them afterwards, then they belong to two different years. So you can't take Meiser from one on behalf of the other because you can't take from the new crop on behalf of the old one and vice versa. So what do you do? Rav Shimon Shazuri says you put all of the beans in one big pile, and then you assume that the pile is proportionally mixed. That therefore, so you're going to have, let's say 50% of the pile is new, is beans that took root after Rosh Hashanah, and 50% is before. Fine. So when you take out any random bushel of it for Truma, for example, then it's going to be also 50% old and 50% new, and therefore you're good. So now we said the Chachamim, the other Chachamim disagree with Rav Shimon Shazuri on that, because they say Ein Bila, they say we can't assume that it's so evenly mixed. Now, we mentioned three statements of Shmuel in this connection. One was that Rav Shimon Shazuri said the halacha is like, that Shmuel said the halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri. A second thing Shmuel said was that Bila does not work except by wine and oil, meaning by liquids. Liquids, you can assume, mixed evenly, solids like these beans over here or not. And the third thing that Shmuel said was that it doesn't depend on when the plant root, it depends on when it finished developing. Which we said, therefore, means, in other words, that Shmuel is saying, in effect, that I am telling you that, practically speaking, you can do like what Rav Shimon Shazuri says, and put all of the beans in one big pile, and take Truma and Meiser from it, and you're good, but not because of Rav Shimon Shazuri's reason, namely that he says, yesh bila, you can assume it's mixed evenly, but rather for a different reason, because I hold, and Rashi says, you know, Shmuel being an Amori, he can't argue with Rav Shimon Shazuri Atana, but Shmuel evidently found something that where other Chachamim disagree with him and say that you don't go according to when it took root, you go according to Gmar Pei, according to when it finished developing. So therefore, all of them belong to this year anyway, because even though some of them took root before Rosh Hashanah and some of them after, they all the plants, all the beans, finished developing after Rosh Hashanah. So that's where we're holding, top of Yudalat Amanah. So the Gemara says, with Tzricha. Now, why did Shmuel have to make all those three statements? Because if he only told us the first statement that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri, have how many? You would have thought he means Mishum de Kasava Yesh Bila. Maybe Shmuel agrees with Rav Shimon Shazuri's concept of Bila, that we can assume that the beans are evenly mixed, and therefore that any random bushel of them that you take out is going to be the same proportion of new and old as the rest of the pile. No, Kamash Malam, I call it Ein Bila. Therefore, Shmuel had to tell us his second statement that no, he does not hold that Bila works like that when it comes to beans. But the Iyash Minna La Kol Ein Bila, now if Shmuel only told us that second statement, Havamina Kirabanan Sirilei, then he would say that he holds like the Rabbanan, meaning not the Rabbanan who are disagreeing with him on the matter of Bila, but the Rabbanan who disagree with him on the Rabbanan who disagree with him on about the mixing. In other words, that the Chachamim who disagree with Rav Shimon Chazuri would say, if you have a situation like that, if you have a bunch of beans mixed together, and some of them are from last year and some of them are from this year, those Chachamim would say there is no, you can't take Truma and Meiser out of that actual pile, because you're going to end up taking from new for old and from old for new. Rather, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to figure out how much in that pile is new, how much of it is old, and then you're going to have to take a different pile and take Truma and Meiser from those. In other words, what you would have to do, according to those Chachamim, so you have a pile, or you have, let's say, 100 bushels of beans over there, 50 of them, now let's say we agree with Rav Shimon Chazuri said about the idea that we go according to when they take root. So we're going to say half of them took root before Rosh Hashanah, half of them took root after Rosh Hashanah. So according to the Shimon Chazuri, no problem. Yesh vila, you can mix them all together and take Truma and Meiser from that pile itself. The other Chachamim who disagree with him would be saying that no, you can't do that. What you're going to have to do is you have in this pile 50 bushels of beans from last year and 50% and 50 bushels from this year. Fine, you're going to have to take another pile that has beans that grew last year and take Truma and Meiser from that on behalf of the 50 bushels in this one that are old. And the same thing with the new. They're going to say you can't take out of this pile itself. So we would have thought that Shmuel hold that. He says Ein Bila, so therefore you're stuck. You can't do that. You're going to have to use a different batch of beans to take Truma and Meiser from. Kamash Malan, halacha could have Shimon Chazuri. Therefore, Shmuel had to tell us his first statement that no, I agree with Shimon Chazuri that you could blend it all together and take Meiser. But not because yesh vila, but rather for a different reason. So ki yashmin and hani tauti. So now, if you only had those two statements, have amino, then you would think, as we had before, that Reb Zeira thought, kashi dishmol abishmol, that Shmuel seems to be contradicting himself. If ein vila, then how can you assume that the whole pile is evenly mixed and be able to take truma and meiser from that pile itself, like Reb Shimon Chazuri says? Kamash Malan, therefore we need Shmuel's third statement that he said, akolo kachag mabri, that he says that it all depends on when they finish developing. So now we understand that when Shmuel was saying the halachas like Rav Shimon Chazuri, he means, I don't agree with Rav Shimon Chazuri's idea of yesh bila, but I agree with him on a practical level that you're going to be able to take Truma and Meiser out of this pile, because anyway, all of it belongs to this year. Rav Shimon Chazuri would tell you that half of it belongs to last year and half of it belongs to this year, but it doesn't matter because yesh bila. Shmuel is saying, I'm going to tell you that I hold like some other Tana, which Rashi says we don't know who that Tana is because we don't explicitly find such an opinion, but obviously Shmuel found one, that says that no, instead we go with the beans for according to when they fully developed, according to when they finished writing. Okay, the Iyashmin and Hakol Herlechach Gmarfi, on the other hand, if Shmuel told us that, have Amina, which will be Zeis and Nami, then you would think maybe he means that that's the case, even when it comes to grain and olives and other such things, which we know before, we learned previously, that those go according to Shlish, when they grew one third of their growth. So, Kamash Malan, Halacha Kedab Shimon Chazuri, B'mai the Poli. Therefore, Shmuel stresses when he says the Halacha is like Shimon Chazuri in what he's arguing about. He's not arguing about grain and olives and other such things. He agrees with those you go according to Shlish. Only when it comes to beans is he arguing and saying that you go according to Ashrosh. So Shmuel is saying, you should know, I found another Tana who says that with those beans, you don't go according to Ashrosh, you go according to Gmar.
Ashrosh
is when they take root.
One-third?
Ashrosh is when they first take root. Is probably long before one-third, yeah. Okay, so the Gemara asks us still, why do we need all three statements of Shmuel's? V'lashmi'in and hani tauti. So let Shmuel just tell us, number one, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Chazuri. Number two, hakol l'chachag marfi. That would be enough to clarify his opinion. That, what he means is, within what Rav Shimon Chazuri disagrees about, the case of the beans, I hold like him that you can mix the beans together, because hakol l'chachag marfi. Don't think that applies to other kinds of crops, because with those, Rav Shimon Chazuri also agrees that you go according to one-third. Lakol and Bila Lamali. Why does he need to mention the point about Bila doesn't apply to beans? We know already that Shmuel doesn't hold that it applies, because he's saying that you go according to Gemara Tzvi, and that's why you're able to mix all the beans together and take Meiser from them together. The answer is, Hakamash Mulan, Dele Yayin Veshem and Yesh Bila. You're right. The reason why Shmuel made that statement about Bila is because he wanted to stress, on the other hand, when it comes to wine and oil, you do say that Bila works. So if you have a case for, so if you have a similar case involving wine, let's say, so you have a batch of wine from last year's grapes and a batch of wine from this year's grapes and you mix them together, Shmuel would say, no problem. You could take Maaser, you could take Truma and Maaser out of the mixture and expect that it's evenly mixed. So without him telling us that, we wouldn't have known that. We would have said he holds that you don't hold bila by bean. Maybe you don't hold it by wine and oil either. Therefore, we need to mention that statement, not because of the part about the beans, but because of the part about the wine and oil. So that's why we need all three of his statements. So now we understand Shmuel's shita. When it comes to solids, we don't say bila. When it comes to liquids, we do. When it comes to what is considered the point at which we say that that beans belong to this year versus last year is the point at which they fully ripen, not like the Shimon Shizuri says, the point when they took root. On the other hand, because of that, therefore you can mix together beans that took root before Rosh Hashanah with ones that took root after Rosh Hashanah and take Truma and Maaser from all of them together, which is what Rav Shimon Shizuri says you can do, but for a different reason. You can do that, but not for the reason Rav Shimon Shizuri says, because that he's basing it on Bila, and Shmuel says, I don't hold a Bila in that case, but rather because Rav Shimon Shizuri would say they belong to two different years, and Shmuel says they don't. They all belong to one year.
Because
to Shmuel, we don't care when they took root. We care when they fully ripened, and they all ripened after Rosh Hashanah. Getting back to, so now we talked about then that different kinds of crops have different times when we consider that they what different points in their growth cycle that we say when they reach that point they belong to the year when that took place. Again, we said when it comes to most trees, we go according to Chanota, we go according to when the fruit, whether the Chanota is actually Machloekes Rashi and the Rambam, what it means. Rashi holds it means that Chanota means when the petals of the flower that the fruit develops from, all fruits develop from flowers, so when the petals of the flower fall off, and you can see the tiny little fruit over there, is called Chanota. The Rambam, on the other hand, holds that Chanota is when it reaches one-third of its growth. Whatever the case, so with most trees you do with that. With Teruah, with grain, and Zesim, olives, we go according to Shlish, and Tosfos previously discussed, on an earlier Omer, Tosfos discusses the question of whether Teruah includes grapes or not. So we said that vegetables go according to when they're, most vegetables we said go according to Lakita. Which again, Lakita can mean when they're ready to pick according to Tosfos or when they're actually picked according to the Rambam. So now, why the difference? Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Oy. The Pasuk says that you celebrate Sukkot, but Osmachamid Gonacha Umiyikvecha. When you gather from your granary and from your wine press. Now, on one level, that means that Sukkot takes place at the time when you're gathering in your harvest, which was drying in the field all summer. On another level, we mentioned yesterday that we learned from this in the Sechta Sukkah, that when you make a Sukkah, you use things like Solus Gurdon Meyekta, you use the leftover straw in the granary and the leftover vines that are in the wine press, and you use those for your sach. But also, Rabbi Yisrael really is telling us, in addition, the Chachamim also use this as an asmachta. Now, it's like this. Vegetables, we said before, everybody agrees, are chayev in Truma and Maaser only derabbanan. Tree fruits, you have a machloikas. The Rambam holds that all tree fruits are chayev in Maaser in the Torah, and Rashi and Tosfos hold that only grain, or that only grapes and olives are. But vegetables definitely are only derabbanan. So now we have an asmachta from this pasuk where it says migonachomikbecha that all of your gathering in is similar to your gurdon and yetiv. Now gurdon and yetiv again we're saying that you go according to one third. We learned that previously from a pasuk on your gimel amud beis. So now we're saying that in a certain sense we compare other kinds of crops to gurdon and yetiv. So the comparison goes, again, it's not Daraisa, because, so actually Tosfos says it might actually have implications for something Daraisa, namely Shmita. You have to know what year, when you have vegetables that started growing the year before Shmita and continued growing in Shmita, what year do they belong to? But as far as Maaser, it would be only Dirabban. Anyway, so Ma Gurdon Meyekev Miyuchodin, what's unique about Gurdon Meyekev, about grain and grapes, Shagdelen Amesh Shana Sha'ovra, They grow using with the water, with the rain that fell on them the previous year. Meaning, in other words, so what happens? We said before that the point in their growth cycle that determines what year they belong to is when they reach shlish, when they reach one third. And the reason for that is Rashi points out that at one third, once they're one third grown, then you could, in a pinch, harvest them and eat them. Any less than that, they're not really edible. But once you get to one third, they're barely edible. And what happens? How did it reach that one third? Based on the rain of the previous year. So that's what we're saying. In other words, when it reaches one third before Rosh Hashanah, it means it grew based on the rain that fell the previous year. So therefore, it's umesasu in Lashana Shabra, and therefore the meister of them goes according to the previous year. They're the point at which they reached one third, whatever year that was in, that's the year they belong to as far as meister and as far as Shmita as well.
And we're in Rosh Hashanah right now looking back.
Yeah, so we're saying, in other words, that if we have, for example, a field of grain that reached one-third growth before Rosh Hashanah, it means that it reached that based on the rain from the previous year.
In that year or the previous
year? Well, so for example, if you planted grain sometime during Tavshin Pei Aleph, and it reached one-third of its growth before Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Pei Beis, then it belongs to Tavshin Pei Aleph. Tavshin Pei Aleph having been the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, then that grain is not subject to the dinim of Shemitah. It's regular sixth year produce, and you take Maaser Ani from it like you do with any sixth year produce. On the other hand, if it only reached one third after Rosh Hashanah, then it means it's also depending on rain of this year, of Tavshin Pei Beis.
Okay, so
you're going according to the previous year.
Yeah,
So ask Kol Shagdeva and Almei Shana Shavra. So the comparison then is other kinds of produce. When other kinds of trees, for example, we say we go according to Hanata because the same thing. What makes Hanata possible? What makes it possible for the fruit to start blossoming is that you have sap rising in the tree. And where does the sap come from? Ultimately, it comes from the rain. So therefore, the same thing, anything else that grows based on last year's rain, misasrim l'shana sh'avra, gets its meiser, is determined, the year that it belongs to, as far as meiser, is determined by, is the previous year, the year in which it reached one third of its growth. Yotsu yirokas. Now therefore, the implication is, as opposed to vegetables, now what you do is, as vegetables are growing, you can trim them and they're still going to regrow. It's not like, for example, with tree fruits, where if you cut the fruit off the tree, then a new one is not going to grow there until next year. Vegetables keep on growing. So yotsu yirokas, shagdelin almei shana haba, they grow based on next year's rain. Namely, the year in which you pick them, because throughout its growth cycle, you can be trimming and it's still going to grow. So therefore, it doesn't just grow. It's not like, in other words, with fruit and grain, where we said it reaches one third of its growth. And then after all, it just continues growing. But if you cut it, it's not going to regrow. Vegetables are not like that. They will continue growing until you actually pick them. So even if you cut them. So therefore, they're not just growing based on last year's rain. They're growing based on next year's rain. Therefore, they go according to next year's meiser. So the year in which Lakita took place. Again, according to Tosfos was Lakita, meaning when they're ready to be picked, and according to the Rambam, when they're actually picked. Okay. So that's one way of understanding why it is that with vegetables we go according to when they're picked. Rabbi Akiva looks at it differently. Yet, he uses the same pasuk, but osif hamigonafo miyikvecha. Again, the pasuk is comparing the rest of your osif, the rest of your gathering of crops, to your gerdin and yekev, to your grain and your grapes. And the comparison is, ma gerdin liyekev miyachodin, shagdelin al roiv mai. Gerdin and yekev, grain and grapes, grow based on the majority of water, meaning the majority of plants, the majority of crops, grow based only on rainwater. You don't need to, generally speaking, you don't need to irrigate a grain field or a vineyard. Generally speaking, rainwater is enough for them to live on. Af kol shagdelin, so therefore the gdelin on red mine, almost asked on the shana shavra, and we established before that their meiser goes according to the previous year, namely the year in which they reach one third of their growth, even though they continue growing and you harvested them long after the new year began. Af kol shagdelin, on red mine, the same thing, any other crops that are able to grow and thrive based only on roiv mayim, meaning only on rainwater, misasun l'shana shavra, then their meiser is the same thing. They go according to chanota, which again, chanota takes place because of the sap rising in the tree. Therefore, in other words, they're connected with the rain of the previous year. Yotsu yirokas, as opposed to vegetables, shagdelen al kol mayim. Vegetables, it's not enough to grow them with rainwater. You also have to irrigate them. So they need kol mayim, they need all different kinds of water, both rainwater as well as irrigation. Rashi refers to a pasuk in Parshas Ekev, where the pasuk describes the ishkisa b'rag, the way it was in the Tzayin, the ishkisa b'rag l'chokagan hayorach. You'd have to water your fields on foot, like you do with a vegetable garden. So we see that vegetable gardens usually involve watering them on foot, means artificial irrigation. So vegetables require irrigation, therefore they're different than gonachol mi'ikvecha, or misasun l'shana abba, therefore their ma'aser goes not according to the year in which they grew one third, but the year in which you pick them, or the year in which they're ready to be picked.
So what happened in Israel?
So that's the thing. So we're saying in Eretz Yisrael, in Tanash Mayim Tishtamayim, you don't need irrigation. However, certain kinds of crops, the staple crops in Eretz Yisrael don't need irrigation, as opposed to even the staple crops in the Tzrayim need irrigation. The grain and whatever else they grew over there needed irrigation because it doesn't rain. It almost never rains in the Tzrayim. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't need that. Your staple crops, your grain, your grapes, your olives, which are the staples that people need on a day-to-day basis, those do fine with rainwater, and so do many other kinds of things. But if you want vegetables, if you want tomatoes, and you want cucumbers or whatever, you're going to have to irrigate them.
So I'll call my means rainwater is not enough. You have to,
You have to have more. You have to have all water, meaning you have to irrigate it as well. Exactly. So again, sort of Yosef really is focusing on the fact that vegetables continue to grow. Even if you trim them, they still continue to grow. Whereas other crops, whereas grain and olives and grapes and things like that do not. And Rabbi Akiva is focusing on the fact that most crops don't need irrigation, whereas vegetables do. So the question is, my benayu, what's the practical difference between their different explanations? The answer is, Amar Rabbahu, but Solim has sarisim, or pula mitzri ika benayu. The nachmina between them would be as far as b'tzolim ha-sarisim. Literally, sarisim means like infertile. So Rashi gives a French word for it, that it means that they're onions that never develop to be large like other ones. So scallions, essentially. Tosfos brings from Yerushalmi that it means a type of onions that don't develop seeds. You just replant the bulb itself rather than taking seeds from it and planting those. Anyway, whatever it is. So those things, pula mitzri, and also the pula mitzri, the vegetable that we were talking about before, the beans, in particular, when it comes to pula mitzri, Rashi and Tosfos both explain over here that we're talking about like this. Pula mitzri is one of those plants that you can plant to eat different parts of it. You can plant it for the seeds, which are the beans. You can also plant it for the green leaves of it. You can plant it to eat the leaves themselves. Some other plants are like that also. You have, for example, you have zeragad, coriander. You can use the seeds for spices, or you can have the leaves of it are also used as a spice, cilantro. So you have a few plants like that. You can plant them for different purposes, for the seeds versus for the green. So pula mitzri, we're talking about over here, where you're planting pula mitzri for the green. So now, both of those, so ikabinayu, those are the nachmina between them. Namely, the tnan, we learn in a Mishnah in Masech HaShviyas, relevant to Shemitah, and you have a similar concept then when it comes to Meiser, but solon asarisin or pola mitzri, these scallions or whatever, and this pola mitzri that you're growing for the greenery, for the leaves, shemona mehen mayim shloshim yoyim lifnei Rosh Hashanah. If you did not water them for 30 days or more before Rosh Hashanah, and then you pick them after Rosh Hashanah, then misasun l'sha'avar, the meiser of them goes according to the previous year, even though you pick them after Rosh Hashanah, they belong to the previous year as far as what meiser you give, and we're turning the shvius, and they are mutter during Shemitah. In other words, because they grew the year before Shemitah. The imlav, it's not. If you watered them within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, asurin v'shvias, then they're also in shvias. They have the rules of Shemitah produce, and in particular, you have, when it comes to vegetables, the Chachamim imposed a gzera called svichim, that you're not allowed to use those vegetables, because the Chachamim were concerned that you're going to plant them and claim that they grew on their own. And their meister goes according to the year, to the following year. So obviously, if they grew during Shemitah, there's nothing to talk about. There's no meister. But in other words, if they grew in other years, then it's meister sheni or meister on your step. So how does that relate to Rabbi Yosef really and Rabbi Akiva? So Rashi first explains, Rabbi Yosef really agrees with this Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef really, who's focusing on which year's rain did it rely on to grow? Well, if you didn't water it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it means it grew exclusively on last year's rain. Therefore, it belongs to last year. Rabbi Akiva would disagree with that because, after all, it doesn't depend on the seasonality of the rain. You do irrigate it. Fine, in this case, you didn't irrigate it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, but nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva would still say it is the kind of crop that requires irrigation, and therefore it belongs to next year. That's Rashi's explanation. Then in Rashi, you have something called Pirush Rinyin, a Pirush from the Chachamim, from the Rishonim who lived in Rome, that says the other way around. Tosfos also agrees with this explanation, that it's the other way around. Rabbi Akiva, Pirush Rinyin, meaning Jews, Chachamim, who lived in the city of Rome. Rome, the city of Rome in Italy. Or maybe not particularly Rome specifically, but could. Sometimes I think you find Rishonim use Rimi to mean more generally southern Italy. In the time of the early Rishonim, in the times of the late Gaonim, early Rishonim, there were major Jewish communities and tremendous Talmid Chachamim in southern Italy. For example, we had something in Beitza where Rashi quoted something from a Koinimus Ish Roimi who came to visit them in France or Germany or whatever, and he knew Kol HaShas Kolei Baal Peh. So there were tremendous Talmid Chachamim in those parts of Italy in those days. We're talking about the late Gaonim Uri Rishonim. Eventually the local kings kicked them out. So. This Reb Koinimus had said, yeah, knew the whole year. Anyway. I don't know. They probably spoke some variety of Italian. I don't know. They say actually that there are some words in our present day Yiddish that may come from those Jews. For example, the word lane comes from a Latin word that means to weep. The word bench comes from a Latin word that means to make a bracha, etc. So possibly some of our Yiddish vocabulary comes from them. But yeah. Anyway. So this Pirush Roimiyim that's in Nashi learns the other way around. Rabbi Akiva agrees with this Mishnah, because yes, it's true that these are vegetables that usually need irrigation, but since you didn't irrigate them 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then therefore now they become like other kinds of crops. Now they're considered like the other kinds of crops that live exclusively on rainwater. On the other hand, so therefore, now they're not in the regular category of Yerukas. Now they become in the category of Goyim and Miyakim, and therefore their Maaser goes according to the previous year. On the other hand, Rabbi Yosef really would disagree with that because he would say that after all they didn't grow exclusively on last year's rain. He would say, now Rashi points out another point over here, which is that usually with these Tzolim Asarisin and Pula Mitzvi, now usually what you do is there is a certain amount of time before you pick them that you don't water them because you want them to harden up. But usually you do that for only one time. You usually only have like one day or half a day or whatever before you pick them in order to toughen them up. Here he's doing it for 30 days. Other plants, it's not even normal to do that. Other plants, you water them right up until when you pick them. So other plants, even if you didn't water them for 30 days, Butla died to Eretz HaKolach. And Rashi also adds the point that these plants don't need irrigation that often. So you irrigate them within 30 days before Shemitah, then it comes out that you're helping them for Shemitah, and therefore that's no good. So Rashi's first explanation is that this Mishnah, that the din in this Mishnah about the difference between whether you irrigated them for the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah or not would be valid according to the Yosi Haglili, but not according to the Rabbi Akiva. And according to the second explanation, according to Pirush Roimiyim, it's the other way around. Rabbi Akiva would agree with this din, Rabbi Yosi Haglili would disagree with it. Okay. So that's that then. So that establishes why it is that with vegetables, mostly we go according to Makita, and we're saying there are certain exceptions. There are certain vegetables where we say we go according to when they take root, and we said the reason is because, so we, on Gimel Amud Beis, we learned that there are a few different ones, Odas, Doichan, Krogim, and Shumshamin. where we said those, everybody agrees, go according to when they take root. And the reason is because we said that those, when you pick them only piecemeal, a little here, a little there, as they dry out on the plant. So therefore, the Chachamim were concerned that if you pick them all, that if you were to say you go according to when you pick them, you're going to end up, you're going to have a pile, which again is part new and part old, and how are you going to take Terumah and Maaseh from it? So the Chachamim said, better let's go according to when they take root, and they all take root at the same time. Then we had Rav Shimon Chazuri saying, Kula Mitzri is the same thing. Like he holds that you could mix them together, because he holds Yesh Bila. And we said that Shmuel holds that you could mix them, but because Shmuel says you go according to Gemara Pri, now we're saying that most other vegetables, you go according to Lakita, according to when they're picked, or when they're ready to pick, with the exception of, we said, these Solom Asterisin and Pola Mitzri, where they are, those, according to the Mishnah, in Shvius, can go according to, if you didn't water them for 30 days before, before Rosh Hashanah, then they go according to the previous week. Okay. Now, the Mishnah had continued, Be'echad B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah L'Ilan, the first of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for trees, according to Beis Shammai, and the Sibyl said, Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, which the Nafka Minna, that is, among other things, we talked about a few days ago, that it has relevance as far as Orla, that sometimes the year, the third year of a tree and the fourth year of a tree extend until Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, we talked about scenarios of that. There's also, Rashi points out over here, it's the same thing as far as Chodesh and Yashan. If you have a tree where some of the fruit blossomed before, however we define Chanata, before Chamisha Asa B'Shvat and others after Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, then you can't take Truma and Maaser from one on behalf of the other. Because again, they belong to two different years. So the Gemara asks, my time. Why Epis the first or the 15th of Shvat? Why that date? Because most of the rain for that year has already passed. So Rabbeinu Hananel points out that this answer of the Gemara really works better only according to this hilo. Because let's calculate, Rabbeinu Hananel says. The normal time of rain in Eretz Yisrael usually begins Yud Zayin Cheshvan, and it continues until Nisan. So we have, from Yud Zayin Cheshvan until Chamisha Asa B'Shvat is just under 3 months. Meanwhile, from Chamisha Asa B'Shvat until even the end of Nisan is only 2.5 months. Therefore, you have at that point most of the rain for the year has fallen. So it doesn't really work so well according to Beis Shammai. If it's according to Beis Shammai, then you only have 2.5, you only have 2 months, you have just under 2.5 months until they're out of Shvat, and then you have from then, you have Shvat, Adar, and part of Nisan, where it can still be rain, when it can still be rainy. So Rabbeinu Hananel apparently understands that the Gemara is really asking why this fiddle says the 15th. Maybe Rabbeinu Hananel figures for Beis Shammai, we don't need such a reason, because fine, all the other Rosh Hashanah are on Rosh Chodesh, this one can be on Rosh Chodesh as well. But the question would be according to Beis Hill. On the other hand, Tosfos says, the question is both on Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the answer is that even according to Beis Shammai, even Rosh Chodesh Shvat, we're saying by that time most of the rain for the year has fallen. Va'adayin roiv tkufa mevachutz, and still most of tkufas tevis, which is the winter season, has yet to come. Because tkufas tevis, the winter solstice, is usually going to be sometime during tevis. And from then until Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, you only have a month, or a month and a half at most or so. So the Gemara says, my karma, what's the point of mentioning the Tekufa? Of course, if Rosh Tekufa Machot, it's not yet time for Chanotah, why are we calling that Rosh Hashanah Leilonis? The answer is, Hachikama. Afa Pisha Rosh Tekufa Machot, even though it's true that most of the winter season is yet to come, but since by that point most of the year's rain in Eretz Yisrael has already fallen, because again the time when that starts is long before Tkufas Tevis, that's already a good Zion Cheshvan. Therefore, by now most of the rain for the year has fallen, and therefore the point is that now again the rain falling, as Rashi says, makes the sap rise in the trees, and that's in turn what makes the fruits reach the stage of Chanotah. Therefore, once we get the point where most of the rain for the year has fallen, then we can say that's the time when the Chachamim can establish the time as at that time, Aleph Shvat, Chamisha Asa B'Shvat is the time to consider the Rosh Hashanah for the trees. Tosfos explains it a little differently. Tosfos explains what it means is any fruit that reached Chanotah before Aleph Shvat, or Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, as the case may be, will have grown based on last year's rain. So in other words, according to Tosfos, what we're saying is that it takes a few months for the sap to for the tree to absorb the rain that it got, and produce the sap, which is going to fuel the growth of the fruits. So if the fruit ripens, for example, during Tevis, then it means necessarily it's ripening because of the rain that the tree absorbed last year. Whereas we're saying once Aleph Shvat or Tu B'Shvat comes, then we're saying already it's blossoming because of the rain that fell on the tree this year. So the Gemara says, "Tanan Rabbanan, Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Akiva shelikitz esrog be'echad b'Shvat." It happened once that Rabbi Akiva picked the fruit off an esrog tree on the first of Shvat. By the way, I mean, on the face of it, likitz esrog sounds like it means he picked one esrog, but one esrog picking it wouldn't be enough to be mechayev in Ma'aseh yet. In Rambam Shloisha Prakim, in these days we're learning about the dinim of Ma'aseh when you have enough produce to be chayev in Ma'aseh. One by itself is not enough to be chayev yet. You need two or more of them together to have a kliyus. So therefore, so that I think the Torah just agreed, explains that when we say he shall look at esrog, means that he picked an entire esrog tree. So he picked all the fruit. So he picked it on the first of Shvat. The nog was shnei. Now it was the previous year had been a ma'aser sheni year, and the current year was a ma'aser oni. So let's say, for example, the previous year had been the second year of the Shemitah cycle. This year, the first of Shvat, when he picked these Esrogim, was already in the middle of the third year, which is a Ma'aser Oni. The Nohag was Shnei Isurim. So Rav Akiva treated it as if it was both second and third, and he did two Ma'asers with it. Now, Tosfos points out over here that it doesn't literally mean that he did two Ma'asers, because you can't do that. You're not allowed to give more Ma'aser than the amount you're supposed to. If you do, then you have a problem. You have Tevel mixed in with it, because the Ma'aser is only supposed to be a certain amount.
I thought that was the minimum, no?
When we say two Ma'asers, we mean two. What we mean is that it was Ma'aser Rishon, you always have. That what we mean is he did Ma'aser Sheni and Ma'aser Oni.
Oh.
Now what does that mean? So Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi, what it means is, what he did was, he took this Ma'aser, designated it as Ma'aser Sheni, redeemed it on money. The money he took to Yerushalayim, the next time he went to Yerushalayim, and the Ma'aser he gave to the poor people to eat as if it was Ma'aser Oni. So this way he's covering all his bases. He did it as Ma'aser Sheni, and he's going to eat the value of it in Yerushalayim, and the actual Ma'aser itself, the actual, as if it's Ma'aser Oni, goes to the Ani. Yeah. So he did that. So he v'nagah shnei surim, echad kediv beis shamai, v'echad kediv beis hillel. One according to Beis Shammai, because according to Beis Shammai, Aleph Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Leilonis. Therefore, it's Aleph Shvat now. Therefore, according to them, it's already the third year. And one according to Beis Hillel, because according to them, the year didn't begin yet. The year doesn't begin until 2 weeks from now. Chamesh Asar B'Shvat. Rabbi Yosi B'Rabbi Yehuda says no. Loi minag Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Nagba. The reason why Rabbi Akiva did two Maisers, one Maiser Shreni and one Maiser Oni, not because of Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel. He knew that halacha is like Beis Hillel. Well, we're going to see soon in the Gemara whether he knew that. Rather, what he did was, he was doing the two maestros because of a suffix, whether the halacha, not a suffix, whether the halacha is like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, but rather because of a suffix, whether the halacha is like Rav Gamliel or Rav Eliezer. Namely, the Tanan, we learn in a Mishnah in Bikurim, Esrog shovel the ilim the gimel drachim. There are three ways in which esrogim are like other trees, or the yerek b'derech echad. And there's one way in which esrogim are like vegetables. We had it in Kedushin also. And we're going to have it in Kedushin eventually. That's the shame. We also had it in Sukkah a few months back. Yeah. So shovel the ilim the gimel drachim. In three ways, it's like a tree. In the sense, la'orla, v'lodavai, u'lashvitz. As far as orla, and Netzer Ravai and Shvius. Now, Netzer Ravai, Tosfos points out, the father's machlokas, whether Ravai even applies to all kinds of tree fruits, or whether it only applies to grapes. According to the opinion, it only applies to grapes, obviously doesn't apply to the grape. We're talking about, according to the opinion, that it belongs to other, that it applies to other fruits as well. Now, what do we mean? Rashi says, in other words, this that we're saying before, we said before, that with most fruits, we go according to Hanata. So it is with an esrog as well. Whenever the fruit reached the stage of Hanata, is what year we consider it to belong to. As far as those things, as far as Orla, as far as Netzer Ravai, and as far as Shvius. Meaning, in other words, so if you have a fruit that reached Hanata, for example, before Chamisha Asar B'Shvat of the third year, then it's Orla. If it reached that stage before Chamisha Asar B'Shvat of the fourth year, then it's Netzer Ravai. And if it reaches that stage during Shemitah, then it's considered Shemitah fruit. Actually, Rashi and Sukkah explains it a little bit differently. Rashi and Sukkah explain that what we mean is the Urla Revaya Roshvias means Bechlal, that you should know it is, that these didn't even apply to it. Otherwise, you would think maybe we're going to say it's like vegetables in one way. Maybe these dinim wouldn't apply to it. Urla doesn't apply to vegetables. Revai doesn't apply to vegetables. And Shvius, yeah, vegetables have other dinim. Which Tosfos actually mentions. Tosfos brings from Yerushalmi over here that that's what it means. We don't mean that if it was like a vegetable, Shvius wouldn't apply. Obviously, Shvius applies to vegetables as well. It means that we go according to Hanata in determining which year it belongs to. On the other hand, an esrog is like a vegetable in one way. We determine the year that belongs to us, as far as Meiser, by when lakita took place, by when you took it off the tree. Or according to Tosfos, when it's ready to be taken off the tree. That's what Rav Gamliel says. Rav Eliezer says no, an esrog is like all other trees in all ways. So according to him, even as far as Meiser, you go according to when it reached Hanata and not when it was picked. So Rav Yosi by Yehuda is saying that Rav Akiva wasn't sure who is the halacha like. Is it like Rav Gamliel that we go according to when it was picked? In that case, I picked it on Aleph Shvat. Or do we go according and therefore belong to the next year according to Bishama? Or do we say it goes according to Hanata, and in that case, Hanata took place previously, and then it belongs to the previous year, according to Bishamai. So the Gemara asks, to me, Avdinim Ketrei Chumri, how is Rabbi Akiva allowed to follow two different Chumras, two contradictory Chumras? V'hatanya, we learn in a Braisa, Lo'olam Halacha Kediva B'Sivol, the Halacha is always like B'Sivol, V'haroi Tzalas is Kediva B'Shamai Oseh, but if somebody does want to follow B'Shamai, then he can do that, which the Gemara in Eruvin points out, what do you mean? If the Halacha is like B'Sivol, how are you allowed to follow B'Shamai? It means the Braisa is talking two different times. One is talking about before the Gospel came out that said the Halacha is like B'Sivol, and the other one is before that. So before that Gospel, you were allowed to follow B'Shamai if you wanted to. Now, after that Gospel, you have to follow B'Sivol. But the Braisa continues. If a person wants to follow one or the other before the Baskel, they were allowed to. However, even then, Mikule Bishamai and Mikule Bishilol Rosh. If a person follows the Kulas of Bishamai and the Kulas of Bishilol, then he's a Rosh. Now, Rashi also brings from that same Gemara and Erevin, we're not talking about when it's two different Machlokes. If Bishamai and Bishilol disagree on a din in Hilchas Yomtov, for example, and they also disagree on an unrelated din over here. As far as Meiser, you're allowed to pick and choose and say, I hold like the Shammai in this and like the Sibyl in that. That's not a problem. That's not called a rush. What we mean is when you have one underlying machloikas that drives two different machloikas in a theirs. For example, the Gemara brings over there, you have a machloikas between them. How many chulias, how many vertebrae have to be missing from a person's or an animal's spine for them to be trained? Beis Shammai holds you need two, Beis Hillel holds one. Now, from that you get a kula in the halachas of Truma V'Tahara, namely that according to Beis Shammai, if a spine of a person is missing one vertebra, doesn't matter, it's still considered a whole spine and it's still Matame Ba'oyo, and Beis Hillel is going to say that not. On the other hand, it results in a chumra, according to Beis Hillel, in Hilchas Tereifus. That if an animal is missing one vertebra from its spine, Beis Hillel is going to say it's Tereif, and Beis Shammai is going to say it's Kosher. So now, if a person were to say, when it comes to Truma V'Tahara, I'm going to hold like Beis Shammai, that it's not a problem, I'm going to hold like Beis Hillel, that it's not Matame B'Oyel anymore, and when it comes to Tereifus, I'm going to hold like this Shammai, and say it's not a problem because it's only missing one, that such a person is a Rosh, because he's contradicting himself. On the other hand, Mechumre Bishamai, Mechumre Bishilol, if he follows both of their Chumras, so for example, he would say by Tumah V'Tahara, he's going to consider it Tameh, and by the animal, he's going to consider it Treif, when it's missing only one, then, Olavach, Chosavai, Mavach, Silva, Choysha, Choylas. The Pasuk says about such a person, the fool walks in darkness. Because in other words, he's a fool because he should pick one or the other and be consistent. Tosfos says, in other words, the point is, even if we're talking about he's being machmer on himself. You should say he's machmer on himself, isn't that a good thing? But because he knows, Tosfos says he knows who the halacha is like, nevertheless, because he's machmer, we call him a silva choshech. There is some discussion about this. In the back of the Gemara, you have a Pirush called Mitzvah Eson, who brings something from a sefer called Beis Levi. I don't know if this is the Beis HaLevi or somebody else. But anyway, he says there can be a difference in that regard. What if you don't know who the halacha is like? What about if you're passing for somebody else? Maybe then you have different rules. But here we're talking about where a person is passing for himself. And if he knows who the halacha is like, then for him to follow both tumors would be a fool. Either within one underlying issue, you're going to follow Bishamai, whether it results in a Kula or a Chumra. So in this case, in other words, if you hold like Bishamai, that two vertebrae need to be missing for it to be a Tereifa, then you're going to hold that. You're going to hold that if you have one vertebra missing from the spine, then it's still of the person, then it's still matami ba'il, but you're going to mash the animal, that's fine. You can be silo, but kulein of a chumrein, or you're going to go like this silo, both the kula and the chumra, so you'll say by the spine of the person it's not matami anymore, but by the animal it's safe. So now, Rabbi Akiva, why is he doing two maestros on this? One because the Shammai says that Rosh Hashanah Leilonis is Aleph Shvat, and one because the Hillel says not till Chamisha Asr B'Shvat. Isn't that this kind of thing? Two contradictory chumras. Which Mefarshim point out, by the way, the question is not so much on Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's version of the story, that the two of them were because he wasn't, as because Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Gamliel's and Rabbi Eliezer's opinions don't necessarily contradict each other. You can say that to a certain extent, the tree is considered, that the fruit is considered to belong to the year of Hanotah, and to a certain extent, to the point of Lakita. Even Rabbi Gamliel himself, after all, is saying it goes according to Hanotah in some dinim and according to Lakita in others. So to say, that you would take Ma'aser Sheni and Ma'aser Ani, because the Hanotah was in one year and Makita was in another year, that wouldn't be as big a deal. But the question is, according to the first version, that he's doing it on Aleph Shvat, because maybe Bes Shammah and maybe Bes Hillel, how do you do that? That's a contradictory Chumrah. Either it's the first or it's the 15th. It can't be both. The answer is Rabbi Akiva Gemara. Stop. The answer is Rabbi Akiva had a suffix in the Mishnah that he had learned. Gemara in what he had learned, in other words. V'lo Yoda. He didn't know. He partially didn't remember whether Bishilov were the ones who said Aleph Shvat or Chamisha Asr B'Shvat. So now he's saying, it's not that I don't know whether the halacha is like this Shammai or Bishilov. I don't know what Bishilov themselves said, or I don't know what Bishammai themselves said. So therefore, he needs to play it safe. That's not called Silva Chosha Chayva. Okay. We said, Rav Yosef Yehuda Oymer Loi Minig Bishammai Bishilov Noagba. We said that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's version of the story was that he wasn't trying to follow he wasn't trying to play it safe with the Shammai and the Cyril. He's trying to play it safe between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. We're fine. We said those are not contradictory chumras, so we don't have a problem with that. But the problem is, this story took place on Aleph Shvat. So, the Echa B'Shvat to the Shammai Nagba. Why would he be, if this was on the first of Shvat, why is he following the Shammai? By Rabbi Akiva's times, the Baskel had already come out. The Halacha is like the Sivil. So why is he still following the Shammai? Or even before the Baskel. No, even before the Baskel came out. Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud of the Sivil. He says a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Fine, Rabbi Eliezer is from the Shammai and Rabbi Yeshua is from the Sivil. But primarily, we find him following the Sivil. So why all of a sudden, was he following the Shammai? The answer is, Amr Abchaninav, Tamer Abchananya, Hacha Be'esra, Shachonchu Peiroz, Abchadim Tesvav, the Idach Shvat, Askinam. What happened was, this Esrog, the beginning of the development of the fruit, or the point when it reached the stage, when we say that Chanotah applies, took place at before Tesvav Shvat, before Chamesh Asr B'Shvat of the previous year. So in other words, what happened was, this Esrog reached, these Esrogim on this tree, reached Chanotah, let's say, before Chamesh Asr B'Shvat of Tavshin Pei Aleph. Now, he picked it, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Tavshin Pei Beit. So now, the suffix is, does it belong to last year? According to Rabbi Eliezer, it belongs to last year, because the Chanotah was before Chamisha Asr B'Shvat of an earlier year. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, not, because you go according to when it was picked. And he picked it now, after Chamisha Asr B'Shvat. Ubedin hu, afilo kodem l'chein. So really then, the same thing would apply. It wouldn't have made a difference if you picked the Esrogim in Kislev or in Tavis, for example. It so happened it was Rosh Chodesh Shvat, but the fact that it was Rosh Chodesh Shvat is not really significant for the story. The point is, it was a time after Chanotah, which took place before last year, Tu B'Shvat, and before this year's Tu B'Shvat. So therefore, the subject was what year it belongs to.
Yeah.
Ravina, Omar, Ravina gives a different answer. Kroich betoni. Repeat what the Braise is saying and learn it in other words, and learn it like this. In other words, repeat what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, would be saying there wasn't one, he's not arguing with the Tanakhama on one point, he's arguing with him on two points. First of all, loy echad b'shvatoya, ela tu b'shvatoya. Number one, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is telling the Tanakhama, you should know it wasn't the first of Shvat, it was the 15th of Shvat. And number two, b'loy minik, b'shama, b'shilo na'agba, he wasn't worried about this Shammai versus this Hill, because Hamid Shah Bishvat is not to worry about that point. Everybody agrees it's the new year. Ella, Min and Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Nagba. Rather, he was concerned about Machlokas, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Eliezer, because these Astragim had Chanotah before Hamid Shah Bishvat, and now he picked them on Hamid Shah Bishvat. So, therefore, so Ravina is saying that it wasn't, you're worried about why it was Rosh Chodesh Shvat and why is he following this Shammai. The answer is that's what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is telling you. It wasn't Aleph Shvat, it was actually Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, and therefore we had no reason to worry about this Shammai of this Hillel, because both of them would agree that it belongs, both of them would agree that it's ready the new year. The only question is, do we go according to Chanata or do we go according to Lakita? So we'll continue tomorrow, Beis Hashem, analyzing Rav Gamliel's opinion and see what else we learn from it and continue with this topic of when Esrogim, of what year Esrogim belonged to.